Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Not much has been happening today. I was all day doing coding, and I was looking at the news. Nothing is happening, although there will be Northern Lights. I'm excited at this. We will be seeing Northern Lights in Canada. As soon as it's dark, we should be able to see the magnetic storm, one of the biggest magnetic storms in 20 years, they say. Hopefully there is some visual effect to be seen. I've learned that I would be on June 1st, I will be on the Jan Rushdie podcast. You know, you might remember them, Mathieu Lévesque, the Troll Academy. They are Quebecois, it's in French, and they do a podcast about trolls on the internet, about the art of trolling, and they have this whole philosophical vision of trolling. I had done one interview, I believe, one or two, but now I will be back on June 1st. I love these guys. They remind me of the true spirit of the Quebecois people. Which I think will disappear. They are really, you know, Quebecois of a new generation, knowing the internet, and there's so little of them. There's nothing comparable to them, in my view, in terms of being connected to the developments of the new world of the internet, and yet being truly Quebecois, speak French. They stream for audiences of five people sometimes. I really love them. And yet they are putting a lot of effort in their product. Tsue says, recently leftists demanded catering into a Volkswagen factory. They stormed. Elon is not that special. Well, Elon claims that there is some kind of a conspiracy against him because he's been saying something very weird is going on. None of the other car manufacturers are getting attacked, yet Tesla is getting attacked. My girlfriend was raising the hypothesis that perhaps it's because of the ownership of X. Ultimately, there may be too much hate against Elon since he owns free speech now. That could explain it. It could explain why there's more motivation, because when you think about it, it's absolute nonsense. Tesla is supposed to be, well, it is the company that puts forward most the idea of electric cars. If the leftists wanted something, it was to protect the environment and stop fossil fuels use. Well, there you go. You have it. Tesla is there, but now they're attacking it. And the scenes totally look like World War Z, which is why I did my I did my thumbnail based on a picture of World War Z with the zombies attacking the wall. Because it's exactly the same. It's in the middle of a desert and they are going into a crowd and they're just storming the industry. Real Base Talk says, I read about Canada proposing a law to make past online hate a crime. Your take, JF? Well, yes, I mean, it's not exactly this. It's not past online hate will be a crime. It's that they will consider that you are the publisher of a thing as long as you have the rights to delete it. So basically, effectively, that means you are the publisher of all your past stuff. If you have the password to your account, you qualify under the law as the publisher. Now, it's not going to be a crime. There will be criminal components, perhaps for current speech. I have to read the law more in detail. But certainly the problem is they will hold you to civil lawsuits in banana republic courts, you know, the human rights courts of Canada. And they will allow private individuals to sue you for past speech and for current speech. So an individual could say, hey, I'm a 6 foot tall person. JF made a joke about tall people yesterday, or JF made a joke about tall people 5 years ago. I would like to sue him. Now, even if he doesn't win, you know, no matter how severe the law is, he will have done damage by suing me, doxing me. There will be public papers out there. He might do a campaign against me. He might identify my address. So that will be all the leftists need to really cause damage on public personalities. So yes, my thoughts. Well, my thoughts is this is crazy. We have to stop this law, but it's in line with what the hyper leftists of Canada have been thinking of doing for many years. Trey says, so would Google have hanged for Jordan Peterson's hate after they locked him out of his Google account? The thing is, they force platforms. What it will be on the side of the platform, it will be quite simple. The government of Canada will request the deletion. They will have 24 hours to delete it. From their perspective, it's just going to be, okay, you requested it, we're deleting it. So from their perspective, it's not terrible, but it's going to kill free speech and free thought. So it's the attack on the belief that matters here. And YouTube will always be on the safe side. They will just say yes to anything that Canada says. And now it opens the question, what will happen when private individuals are funded to mess with my life? What happens if an individual is just given money by George Soros to go after me? Then I can't create. Trump, now, you know, I've been thinking about workarounds to this law. One thing, and perhaps Odyssey could develop something like this. If I don't have a password to delete the stream, it's not my stream. So perhaps I could lose my password. Perhaps it could be kind of a Bitcoin key that you throw away the seed words and your streams are floating into the Ethereal blockchain internet, being handled by various people. But you know, there was just a camera at the moment I said this, but I didn't publish this. I guess that if there was no moment, based on how the law is written right now, if there was no moment at which I could have deleted the stream, if it was just a spontaneous expression of belief, you know, I really, really love these Inuits. I really, really love the Chinese people. If I was just to express it that way and not ever be able to delete it, then it wouldn't be mine. Black Tie sends $10. He says, don't know if you've mentioned it yet, but Section 11G of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom prohibits ex post facto laws. I know. But then I guess that the argument on the Trudeau side, the argument would be, we are not suing you for your speech of 4 years ago. We're suing you for your ownership of the password that you still have today. See, if I stole something 4 years ago and now you create a law against stealing, you can't sue me for the stealing, but you could sue me for the transportation of dangerous materials as of today. You know, so it's a little bit like this. Speech will be dangerous material, and it will be the moment at which you're caught with the speech. JF, you have speech on your hard drive. JF, you have speech on your Odyssey channel. People are reporting that the solar flare is hitting full-blown bug on the stream. Personally, I'm still streaming, and I still have reception here. So hopefully not too many of you guys will be affected. And if not, well, you're going to have to watch the show offline. The solar flare, ladies and gentlemen. Still pretty sunny here. I don't see any signs of a solar flare, but it's still very sunny. We're going to have to wait to see it here. But maybe the solar flare has hit you already. Trump says Barron likes to give him political advice. Dad, this is what you have to do. So perhaps Baron Trump is a force of idealism in the life of Trump. And it's too funny because there's a video out there of Trump. He's at Mar-a-Lago and he's talking about Baron, who's right beside him. He's like, he's a good guy, a little bit on the tall side. He's a tall guy, but very good guy. Oh yeah, I like him. And people were pointing out, I can't believe this is a father talking about his son. Because he's talking about him like, oh yeah, he turned out good, like he had nothing to do with it. So I think Donald Trump may have been not too involved in the rise of Baron Trump. Yeah, so we are totally down on Odyssey. So down that now I saw the show just disappeared right in front of my eyes. So you guys were right. There may not be a possibility to stream tonight. Trump says Baron. Okay, well, what do I do? I can't do an offline show for a full hour. Look, guys, for those of you receiving this, it was good while it lasted. We lived under no magnetic storm for 20 years. We survived, and now it is the end. Magnetic storms are messing up the internet. I'm going to take a break tonight then. I'm going to just publish this small 13 minutes video. Unless the reception comes back. But no, I've never seen a big Odyssey bug like this. The stream just disappeared. All right. Much love, guys. It's okay. You don't need the Papa JF news on an everyday basis. Go check out In the Sky. If you are in North America, down to as Saturn as Texas, you will see Northern Lights, apparently. The biggest in 20 years. Much love. Take this time to watch the sky in family. Bye-bye.